Hey gang, are you in a band in Austin and you're looking to make the leap from band of schmoes to band of pros? Well, you can start by rehearsing at Space. Space is a state-of-the-art, affordable venue for rehearsal and recording located just a few short miles south of downtown Austin. Countless pros rehearse there, including myself and Skyrocket. We have a room there. It's fantastic. You can get into the fray there by calling them at 512-448-9518 or going to spaceatx.com. That's Space. Rehearsal and recording, an amazing place to rehearse. I rehearse there. You should rehearse there, too. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here?
Hello, I'm Johnny. I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I have a fantastic show for you guys today. One of my South by Southwest interviews with the Welsh band Paper Aeroplanes. And they came with Ellen Roberts, who was a representative of Music Wales, which was here during South by Southwest and also presented their show, presented the Paper Aeroplanes show. So Sarah and Richard from Paper Aeroplanes and Ellen Roberts all came over. They actually met on the show, which is pretty cool. People meeting here in my apartment during South by Southwest. Exciting times. We had a great conversation. Paper Aeroplanes has a new album called Joy, which came out last week on April 8th. And they have like 9 albums out. You can go out there and check it out, or 9 releases. And you can find out about Music Wales by going to thebritishmusicembassy.com. All right. And you can find out about Paper Aeroplanes by going to paperaeroplanesmusic.com. So great conversations from South by Southwest coming up in just a second. Let me tell you what's going on with me. I'm stoked. I got a new mattress yesterday. Okay, it finally came. I bought it last week. Listen, if you're out there and you're listening to this the day it came out, this week and next week are still a chance for you to get half price mattresses as floor models. So if you need a new mattress, I was hating my mattress, man. I had this dip in the middle. It's been there for a while, for like over a year. And I've been needing one for over a year. And I got one for like 60% off by buying the floor model. So it was pretty incredible. So it finally came last night. And I'm stoked because I slept on it last night. And it was fantastic. I feel amazing today. I slept like a baby. And I woke up and even kind of went back to sleep for a little while just to enjoy the mattress some more. So yeah, if you're out there and you need a new mattress, this is a personal recommendation to you guys. Go out there and get a floor model right now. They're super cheap, okay? I'm not telling you where to get it. I'm just saying, hey, this is what's going on. Speaking of what's going on, I have a show with my band Johnny in the Ladies Room, me, Kathy Valentine, and Dominique Davalos from the Blue Bonnets, and Christina Comley. And we have a gig this Friday, April 17th at Threadgills here in Austin, Texas. If you're here, we're playing along with Kendall Beard and the Whiskey Rebellion and Jess and the Echoes. We're in the middle. Doors and show start at like, I think doors are at 7, show starts at 8. We probably go on around 9:30. And Kendall Beard and Whiskey Rebellion with my friend AJ Vallejo and Bruce Castleberry, great pals of mine. And Jess and the Echoes, never seen him, but looking forward to seeing the show. So if you are in Austin, come on out, see my band, Johnny in the Ladies Room. It's a rock and roll thing. It's like 3 girls and me, 3 ladies, I should say, and me. And it's ladies night, actually. And I guess I'm the guy. Most of the bands are female fronted with a male band, but mine is male fronted with a female band. So it qualifies for the ladies' night thing this Friday, April 17th at Threadgills here in Austin, Texas. Come on out and see it. Also, another quick plug, sorry to do this, but there's a band called The Dirty Knees, and they have a song coming out today, April 14th. It's on SoundCloud. Look them up, The Dirty Knees. It's a song I wrote called Back of a Magazine, which they covered. And they have another song up there called Forgiveness, which they released. It's my dear friend Gabe Rhodes, my friends Christopher Durst and Lisa Dahl. They did a great job with the song. My friend Donnie Wynn plays drums on the song. And so, yeah, check it out. Back of a Magazine coming out today on SoundCloud, The Dirty Knees. Look them up on Facebook if you can. Okay, what else is going on with me? I had a great weekend, did some shows with Skyrocket. I'm trying to think of where I played on Friday. Oh, I played Friday in Houston for the SPCA benefit. It was pretty awesome. We played their gala, and they had a room full of nothing but puppies next to our backstage room. So you could just go in the room next. I didn't go in there. I did not, because I felt like I was going to bring home a puppy from the show. And they were totally like I was like, oh, I'd go in there, but I'm going to get one. Oh, no, you should get one. And I was like, no, I'm scared. I'm scared to get a puppy. Not kidding. I'm serious. Anyway, so that was a great show. Then Saturday we played in Fredericksburg at this place called the Crossroads Saloon. That's a good place, but it's like a death-defying, harrowing trip coming back in rain and fog and just complete darkness in the middle of nowhere. And I still haven't got my glasses yet. I think they come this week. So yeah, it was freaky kind of trying to drive. I was scared. Totally scared. Anyway, made it home safe and sound, then got the mattress yesterday and slept like a baby. Dude, seriously, I am so stoked about this mattress. I want all of you to go out and get a new mattress just so you can have the feeling that I have right now, okay? Go get it. Go get your new mattress. All right, so what else is going on with me? Come to the show on Friday, April 17th. If you're in Austin, come out to Ladies Night at Threadgills featuring Jess and the Echoes, Johnny in the Ladies Room, which is my band, and Kendall Beard with Risky Rebellion, which features, of course, my dear friend AJ Vallejo. Went to go see them last week, and I had a great time. Saw Paco Estrada. Been trying to get him on the show, and looks like that's going to happen in the next few weeks. So I sang on his new record, Bedtime Stories, which is out. Look it up, Paco Estrada. It's a great record. I'm very honored to be on it, along with a lot of great people, like my old friend Ryan Hawley from Johnny Gowdy and the Little Champions, and my dear friend Matt Nevesky, my pal Justin Furstenfeld, both from Blue October. We're all on the album. It's a great record. You should get out there and get it. And don't forget to go check out the free download from The Dirty Knees today at 1 p.m. on SoundCloud. They did a cover of my song, Back of a Magazine. Great job, guys. Good luck with everything. And now, sit down and enjoy my conversation with Richard and Sarah from Paper Aeroplanes. They're a Welsh band, and also Music Wales representative Ellen Roberts, who was here for South by Southwest. I hope they all had a great time at South by Southwest. I had a great time getting to know them, and I'm sorry that I didn't call it the UK all the time. I was calling it British, and I was calling it England and stuff, but it's a bigger thing. I've learned my lesson, and I had a great time talking to these guys. I learned some stuff, tried to go see them, but didn't make the show, sadly. It was like you couldn't get in. Sold out. So obviously they're a great band. A lot of people, when I posted the picture of them, were like, oh, I love that band. So here they are, Paper Aeroplanes and Ellen Roberts from Music Wales. Have a great week. Let's get down. First time and everything.
Well,
I mean, kind of.
We've been in
you guys
the
have
same
been
kind of
conference
meeting-y thing before, but didn't really chat or kind of get to know each other.
Right. How does this program work? Like, do you submit, or do you guys go find?
We apply.
You apply.
We go out there. So we would apply. No, we would expect applications to come in from people who have been chosen to showcase at an international kind of showcase opportunity, festival event, such as South by Southwest, but we support lots of other ones as well.
Yes.
So then once they've been chosen by the event,
mm-hmm.
they would then come to us with an application.
Okay. And then what do you guys do? How many people are reviewing it? Like, who's reviewing it? Tom Jones?
No.
Okay. That's the only Welsh artist I know.
So, so it's a group of people that work in the Arts Council of Wales.
Okay.
And the international side of the development agency.
Right.
That work across art form, not just music.
Film?
Visual artists.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Theatre. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be an orchestra. And then you got a band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many bands did you guys bring to South by Southwest?
This year,
yes.
Three.
Three. Okay.
Yes.
Obviously, Paper Aeroplanes.
Paper Aeroplanes. Golden Fable. And The People, the Poets.
Okay. I like that. You were very happy. What were you just asking?
I was just wondering how many applied, because we didn't really know that.
From the Welsh side, mm-hmm.
Yeah. To South by Southwest.
You don't have to say it. It's
awkward. No, I don't actually know the number, but
can you tell us who applied and didn't get in?
My name. Tom Jones.
They're the ones that I really don't know.
Okay, that was the best thing I've heard in a long time. It was Tom Jones that didn't get it. Explain to me what Wales is and to my listeners, because you guys all just looked at me with the saddest faces.
Wales is a principality. It is part of the United Kingdom and yes. Britain.
Like Scotland, right?
Yeah, just pretty much exactly like Scotland. And I think it's slightly less independent because Scotland has their own, has more independence with their parliament.
You guys
not
have,
as much as they want.
You guys have a different parliament than England.
We have one that can make certain decisions.
Okay.
Ellen probably
knows. Is it like what we would have as a state?
It's
kind
more,
of?
More than
a little more independent than a state?
Okay. I think it's probably fairly similar, to be honest, because your states have
they have lawmaking powers.
Do they have tax-altering powers? Or
so, yeah, they do.
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah. Scotland has slightly more financial tax-making and decision-making
right.
Powers. But Wales would obviously like that, or a lot of people in Wales would like that, not everybody. But.
Right. What, outside of Tom Jones, name some other Welsh bands that I would know.
We heard somebody singing a really bad cover version of a Bonnie Tyler hit called
Total Eclipse of the Heart
yesterday in on a street in South Bay. And Bonnie Tyler is a very famous
Welsh singer. Yeah, yeah. I've done space.
Shirley Bassey's another one.
Yeah, I love Shirley Bassey. Goldfinger.
So it's all contemporary stuff.
There's bands like the Joy Formidable. They tour the US.
Yeah, yeah.
Who?
The Joy Formidable. They're not necessarily. You know, world famous, but they have there's loads of Welsh bands with following in America.
Manic Street Preachers, people have heard, seem to
yeah,
have heard.
Yeah,
and Kenneth Matthews and Catatonia.
Yeah.
Stereophonics, do you guys?
Yeah, I like Stereophonics.
Come over here, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they come over here, but I know their music. So you guys, when you tour, like, okay, that's a question. You don't need a passport to get from Wales to.
No.
England.
No, and it's the same currency.
What about...
has its own language, though.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah.
But you guys are speaking English.
Yeah.
Just for me? That's real stuff?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I mean, did everybody speak it there?
No.
Unfortunately, no.
You don't.
I do.
You do? You do?
No.
Like, what do you talk to? You say stuff to your grandma? Is that, like, who you talk...
Yeah, I speak Welsh to my whole family.
Oh, really?
Yeah, to my siblings and to lots of my friends that I grew up with. I went to a Welsh-speaking school, so I studied everything through the medium of Welsh. So most of my friends from school are Welsh-speaking, and we always speak Welsh to each other, yeah?
Wow, that's awesome. Do you speak Welsh?
Not really. No. I know a few words, and I can read most of the signs and things. I can pronounce it pretty well, most of the... most of my English friends, but no, I don't.
Well, it doesn't.
Depends where you grow up, really.
Yeah,
partly, doesn't it?
To some extent,
It didn't sound like it was rooted in anything that I knew.
It's
like
a Celtic,
Germanic, or
it's a Celtic language. So I think it's most similar to Breton, which is the
another language.
The
I don't know.
Kind of another Celtic language in France, in Brittany in particular.
Okay.
So yeah, really, really old language.
Okay, so let's talk about more about what the. Basically how Music Wales, that's what it is, right? Got you guys down here, Paper Airplane. And then we'll just kind of like go between and then we'll talk about your new album, Joy, and what you guys do. So Ellen, tell us more, a little bit more about what you guys are doing. I read this thing where it said that your goal is to bring together music industry and musicians in Wales to develop international opportunities that benefit Wales economically and culturally. And there's some other stuff I didn't write down.
Yeah.
But that's generally right? Yeah. And that's good.
That's what we do. We're a partner organisation between the Arts Council of Wales, Welsh Music Foundation and Wales Arts International. So I actually work for Wales Arts International, but I'm here representing Caerdydd Cymru. So it's kind of like a partner organisation that we take to a number of international showcases,
okay.
Like WOMEX, World Music Expo. Uh-huh. What else do we do? Celtic Connections as well. That's one for kind of more traditional Celtic music in Scotland, in Glasgow.
Okay.
So it's a chance to do what that says, basically, bring the industry
Well, of course.
And the musicians together to have those conversations and then... to be working together towards a common cause and taking that internationally then
right.
to it's, having a larger impact.
It's so cool that your government does that, though. I mean, like, that's... I don't know if the United States... I mean, do you guys partner with the United States in any way? Or it's just kind of
no.
like just with the... Okay.
No.
Because I was involved with this thing called House of Songs.
Oh, yeah. We've sent someone to the House of Songs. Yeah.
I've gone and... they have a house like that right over here in Travis Heights. Okay. And I've gone and written with people that are here.
Yeah.
And I know that their thing is funded by their government as well.
Okay.
Which I think is... Oh, my God. It's not Finnish. Danish?
Swedish.
It is Swedish. Thank you. It's a similar thing to that? I mean, is it... How do these governments get these music offices?
So, I suppose the long and short of it is that our government, Welsh government... has set up the Arts Council as the experts in music development, no, in arts development more widely. And so we then work for the Arts Council on behalf of the government to distribute funds to the artists.
Do you do anything else, or is this your job? You just...
I work with artists, yeah.
Yeah, that's your job.
Every day.
Straight up,
yeah.
Okay.
It's not just kind of going to showcases and stuff like that. There's a lot of other things as well, but yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a great job, yeah.
Yeah, and so you're going to be having a lot of showcases while you're here during South by Southwest. And then what do you do to follow up after that?
Oh, the follow-up is so important.
Yeah,
it's such a massive part of it.
Yeah,
so tonight we've got an event, which is the kind of a networking event. So hopefully we'll be meeting a bulk of the people tonight. And then... from those contacts we've gleaned tonight, hopefully setting up meetings with useful people there that could develop into something else. So probably catch up with them again, if possible, in Austin. And then, I suppose we're then a little bit frustrated and stuck by Skype and email. But, I mean, we will continue those conversations as well. That's how we ended up with a residency in the House of Songs, for example.
Okay.
We sent a Welsh artist there. Just before Folk Alliance, so it was in February.
Okay.
And, that's through a contact that we made in Womax about 2 or 3 years ago. We've been talking about it for a while, and we just thought, let's make it happen. So we did.
Awesome. It's awesome that you can do that, because you can help out artists that will... I mean, that's what I thought was so cool about House of Songs. Like, here's these people that would probably never get out of their... And so a lot of them have day jobs and stuff, too.
They
would never leave Sweden, and they get to come here for a week and work with all these artists that some of them they really admire. You know, I know there was one guy that was really excited to write with the guy that was coming in after me. paper airplane. Paper airplanes.
Aeroplanes.
Sorry. Aeroplanes.
Yeah, it's
two British different
spelling.
Words. I know.
It's the British spelling of aeroplane. Because in America, you call it an airplane, don't you?
Aeroplane.
And in the UK, we kind of still, if we're not being changed into Americans, call it aeroplanes.
Aeroplanes. Okay. Well, you guys have been around for... quite a few years. You've put out like 9 releases, right?
Whoa, have
so
we?
Far? That's what I wrote down, but I memorized
it. Yeah, we've done lots
of EPs.
So
I might have written 18.
We've lots of EPs and singles on iTunes and things like that, but I think we're on our third full-length album.
Okay, and that's Joy. Comes out April 8th, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and that comes out worldwide April 8th? How does that work?
It might be the 9th, actually. Well, that's like the digital release.
Okay.
And... physically, you'd be it should be available everywhere that day.
Good. What when you guys signed up to come here or filled out your application or whatever, what were you hoping to get out of this trip? Like a chance for you guys to sort of lay down some groundwork for Joy before it comes out, or
partly, yeah. I mean, we wanted to, because there's lots of British industry here as well as and German and as well as the American. Side
I saw that you guys play in Germany
to.
A lot.
Yeah, we do, and we've so we've been chatting to some of the people that are over here from the sort of German music industry as well. But mainly we just wanted to showcase to maybe some new agents. I think the agent is the kind of thing that we're most interested in. We wanted to meet the people that are doing our PR over here, because we've just done some college radio PR.
Yeah.
And yeah, just just raise awareness of our band, really. It would be really nice to come over and do a proper tour.
Yeah, definitely.
Of a few states. So
yeah.
Yeah, just building like a stepping stone towards doing a bit more in the US.
That's amazing. Do you guys had a radio campaign for like your last record?
Our very first one we did. Okay. For this one, yeah, for Joy. So we've had some college radio. I can't remember any of the stations off the top of my head, but we've had some airplay.
Oh, that's cool. I mean, that's hard to sort of like get the airplay and then plan a tour. Is the airplay still happening by the time you get on? Like, that's always like, isn't that a tough thing in music?
It's really hard to time it.
It's also knowing what countries to spend your time concentrating on, because obviously in the UK we're able to spend money on radio plugging and go out on tour and do everything at the same time and sort of combine everything in the correct manner. But you travel to other countries and it's a lot harder to get everything all firing at the same time,
right,
without a major record label behind you, because it's all quite DIY with the way we do things.
Yeah. Do you guys have any? What is it? Just you two?
And then we have a little team. We've got a UK agent, a German agent, a sort of manager and PR person in Germany, and a manager based in Wales who does our UK work.
Okay.
And then Kieran, who's assisting, who's here in Austin with us.
Yeah.
Filming us as we speak, which doesn't work that well on radio.
You're a handsome devil. You're going to do well in this business, my friend. Thank you. How does radio work there?
In the UK?
Yeah, because to me there's four stations in my mind.
There's tons, but there's four that you've probably heard of, so right. It's different to Germany and to the UK.
Right.
Yes, you've probably heard of Radio 1, Radio 2,
and then
heard of Six Music. So this, I suppose, in the grand scheme of things, it's a little bit newer.
No.
Yeah.
That's a BBC station for more alternative music, old and new alternative. And then maybe from Radio 4 is more for talking.
Right. Talking. Well, then there's local stations in each little town and city.
Radio Wales are very supportive of us. Obviously, there are local. There are the national Welsh station, and they're very supportive of us. So they've been good to us over the last few years.
That's great. And but basically, what I was trying to get to is like the way that radio promotion works here. Is it different than there, or do you know?
You can
saying.
Approach radios yourself. We've done it in the past for various campaigns. We've emailed and posted Jiffy bags out to
what's Jiffy bags?
Oh, you probably call them like
mailers.
A mailer.
Okay.
Like a FedEx mailer.
Yeah.
We just call them a
Jiffy. Do you have an American, do you do an American accent?
I try badly all the
time.
Do one. Oh my God, no, that'll be like so embarrassing.
Oh, I love it. I knew this dude's, like 15 years ago, I got to hang out with that band Travis.
Oh, yeah.
In Scottish, LA, we had some mutual friends.
Scottish accent.
I do. But my bass player and I would constantly be doing Scottish people to them. And then Dougie, their bass player guy, one night, he's like, no, I've got it, you know. And we're like, what? And he goes, hey, dude, what are you guys doing? it was awesome. It was totally awesome. So I always love to hear that.
There's different accents, though, isn't there?
Yeah.
It depends what TV shows
you watch. Well, we were in LA, and I'm pretty sure that he was just like everyone, you know, around him was like, hey, man.
Have you seen the film The Drop? Recent film and James Gandolfini in it. There's an English actor called Tom Hardy in that, and he's doing a kind of a Brooklyn Jersey kind of twang. And I thought it was awesome, but I'd love to hear an American's take on it as to whether it sounds as good to an American ear as it does to a...
I bet it probably does.
Yeah.
If James Gandolfini was there and was acting with him, because he's got a pretty good, like, Newark, like, Jersey accent there. Hey, what are you doing? I was in a band with two dudes that were from New York. It was hilarious. They would be like, hey, dude, you'll never believe it. Hey! Like, they totally were exactly like that. They were from Queens. So, tell me about your album, Joy. And when you guys tour, is it just you two?
Most of the foreign stuff that we do, as in, you know, in Europe, continental Europe, and over here, we would just come as two.
Okay.
Mainly for financial reasons.
Sure.
If we're brutally honest. But in the UK, we have we tour with five people we're touring with in May. And we have a drummer who we've worked with for 5-6 years. He's a kind of main other member, and then other people have been and gone, but double bass players, electric bass players, depending on what works for the particular album we're touring at the time. We've got a keyboard player, pianist, coming with us on tour in May as well.
That's good. I only heard the one song from Joy, but do you guys write together? It's a beautiful song, by the way.
We do. We kind of write separately and together. So we have one song we wrote on tour in Germany, where Rich was just playing a riff on the guitar and had a tune, and I thought I could write a better tune, so I did. And then we write lyrics, kind of. Mainly I write the lyrics, but quite often if Rich has started a song, he writes lyrics to it, and I change them or keep them if they're good. Or
how does that go when you have better lyrics for a song that he started?
We've learned.
I mean, are you cool with it?
He's less
Everyone's
precious
cool?
with the lyrics, because I think I have to sing them, so I have to know what they're about. And
right.
And sometimes, even if he's got some good lines, it's hard to develop it into something if I'm not really sure what I'm trying to achieve.
Are you guys a couple?
No.
Oh. Did you say yeah? And she
no!
said
no.
Oh, no. I was going to be like, whoa, what happened on the way here?
No, he's got children.
Oh, you do?
I do, yeah.
That's cool. So that probably alleviates a lot of crying element of the relationship and
You'd
screaming.
Think, but no,
it makes it worse.
No, really?
Rather than a couple, we're more like a divorced couple.
Oh.
Like brother and sister.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's...
yeah,
those are two amazing relationship models. The brother and sister and the divorced couple.
I think brother and sister's fairly... is a lot nicer, actually. We'll stick
I guess, yeah, they can be.
You were saying that Kieran, who's working with us on this tour, looks handsome. He looked a lot more handsome and younger before he started working with us. He looks 10 years older.
Well, that happens. Sorry, Kieran. This rock and roll business will age you. And so when this comes out, you guys are going to head out on tour, and you're going to do, obviously, UK with your band, and then head out to Germany. And then where else are you going? I saw you were going to some other places than Germany,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, before Germany, we do Paris and Olten in Switzerland. We've almost confirmed a show in Poland, but I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. But yeah, then lots of Germany and back to the UK to play, like, Bristol and London and Manchester and Glasgow.
Yeah. Are there gigs that you guys like? There's places like Birmingham, Alabama, and everybody that tours and plays clubs, like, you're like, oh man, would you play the Nick? I'm like, oh yeah, dude. So
yeah,
you guys have those places, like,
exactly.
Oh, I played Germany. I remember I played like the Chesterfield there. Remember that place?
Oh no, what city?
It was in Paris.
In France.
In France. Oh, did I say something else?
Germany. But
oh.
Chester, this is our first ever show
what?
In Paris, so...
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've not done France before, so...
But yeah, Germany and the UK, we play a lot of the same places as our friends, as other bands we know, and we see their posters and kind of follow them around. And yeah, the UK, we definitely got to a place where we... Like, in Cardiff, we're playing Club Evil Bach, which has had some of the best bands have kind of come up through the ranks.
Yeah.
Playing that venue.
Who do you tour with when you're over there? Like, when you go to Germany, do you guys do your own tour? And in the UK, you do your own tour? Or are you opening for other people?
Oh, we headline in both countries.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
We'd
like to.
We would obviously like to tour with massive acts, just because, you know,
gets
your name out to different people as well. So
yeah.
We've done a few support slots. But,
yeah,
so.
Support getting good support tour is sort of really our aim.
Yeah.
That would be the one thing that could elevate us a bit further.
Yeah, Fleetwood Mac or somebody like that.
Yeah.
Taylor
pretty,
Swift.
Pretty nice, yeah.
They were just here the other night, Fleetwood Mac. I saw a lot of pictures and I saw a lot of people talking about how great it was on social media. Are you guys on social media, like, as people?
Yes.
Like, you are? Do you... Here's what... Here, I have a lot of shows. I get really, like... I hold it in. I don't share it with the audience, my anger and hatred for them, but this, like, when someone's just watching your fucking show through a phone, it drives me nuts. And it makes me want to kill them. Like, I understand. Does that sound terrible and ungrateful?
No.
Because at the same time,
no,
I really want
no.
them to take a picture of me and post it on the internet.
Oh, you mean when you're playing?
That's
yeah.
the worst part. Like, it's a double thing. I don't want to see it happen.
But you want
I want to see the
yeah.
picture when I get home.
I think it's fine to have one song where people take a few photos, or they film a tiny clip, but some people just literally will sit there the whole time. And we have the same thing. And then there's every single song with bad sound is up on the internet, and you just think...
That's the tough one,
it's
too.
It's not a good replica of a show. It's much better to be there, and there's no...
But then occasionally you get a really good one that gets a lot of views, and it, and you think,
it was
worth some of the crummy ones just to...
Yeah. But Kate Bush retoured recently. She came back and did a massive tour in the UK. It was sold out in minutes, and she actually asked her audience not to take photos or film. And she kind of, I think she banned cameras altogether, didn't she? Or she said for one song. Yeah, she made a big thing about it. So it really raised that discussion.
Well, I think that's a good discussion. There's a comedian here named Aziz Ansari. You know who he is? He's like a southern guy, but his family's from India. So he's got like, he looks Indian, but he's got a southern accent. I saw a special of his where he came out and he was like, all right, everybody get your phones out. Like, right now, and let's do this. Like, I'll make all the faces you want. Just take the pictures. And, like, he did it for, like, 4 minutes or something. He was like, all right, put them all away. I don't want to see him for the rest of the night. I thought that was pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's kind of hard to tell people not to... I mean, what if you're supposed to meet a friend at a show and you pull a phone out? Like...
Yeah, exactly. You need to use it.
What if you're a babysitter, your kid's drowning in the tub or something? Yeah. You understand. You've got kids. How many kids do you have?
Two.
Two? How old are they?
They are 6 months and 2 years.
Wow. So, yeah. They're like little kids.
They are, yeah.
So you're finally sleeping right now.
Are you? Yeah, I'm a little. The jet lag is a lot easier to cope with than the screaming children.
Yeah. What does your wife do?
She's on maternity leave, but she works in an arts centre, so she works in a cool place in in Cardiff where we live.
Did you guys grow up like, are your parents artsy or...?
Not really, no. My granny was a really great pianist.
Oh, really?
And sung in some choirs. But she never really pursued it quite enough as she would have done. She wanted to teach music, but yeah. So just my granny. Although my dad's dad did give me a guitar when I was younger, and he knew how to play about three chords. So
that's
he
cool.
started me off, I think.
Yeah. Do you remember the first song you learned?
Not really. I've never really learned many covers of other people's. I don't know why. Maybe it's just laziness, but I always just tried to make my own stuff up. I played the piano initially and got bored of reading classical music and just started to mess around.
I never really took lessons in piano because that part of it seemed like I didn't want...
It's hard.
Yeah. I just wanted to play like Day in the Life and like Hey Jude and shit.
Yeah.
But now I ended up with a house full of these things. What about you? Did you...
My mother was in amateur dramatics, so I grew up watching her on the stage in pantos. Did you guys know what pantos are? Like Christmas theatre shows.
Okay, yeah.
So that kind of gave me a taste of like an audience or what an audience would be like and stuff. And my dad's sings in a choir. He's a tenor in a choir. Still sings now to this day.
You know what's funny is that term... amateur dramatic is the greatest thing I've ever
heard.
That describes my entire family. We're Cuban, and so it's like it's always like this opera. It's always like a scene out of an opera, like someone's upset about something. But that's great, amateur dramatic. I'm gonna refer to people as that. What about you, Ellen? Did you grow up? Do you play anything?
Yeah,
I
play piano, saxophone. I learned to play the clarinet as well. I've always grown up around music, in particular. Quite a musical family, really, even though my parents also am dram mother. Yeah.
But was she an amateur dramatic or a professional?
No. But so always grown up around it. And then the Eisteddfod, which is a Welsh kind of festival thing. So I used to sing in duets, quartets, choirs, in drama things on stage. There'd be an audience up to a couple of hundred at some point, and it'd be on TV and stuff. So yeah, you get a taste for it kind of quite young. So yeah, I haven't played in any bands in a little while, but yeah, I did a wedding band recently. That was super fun.
What do you play in the wedding band? Two songs.
Gino.
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 What is that?
Dexy's
Midnight Runners.
Yeah.
We play...
Gino's one of the best songs ever.
By them?
Yeah.
They're Scottish though, right? Or they're Welsh?
They're not
Welsh.
I think he might be English, the lead guy. I don't know
really?
For sure though, yeah. Kevin, what's his name?
Kevin. That's right.
One of the others, Proud Mary. Ah, that went down so well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was fun.
That's good. Yeah. And what did you say you played in the band?
I played sax on a couple of songs, like Sex Laws.
Yeah.
That was really good. And Sign Seed Delivered as well. Both them on sax is really good. And the rest I was doing backing singing, doing some moves, you know.
Did you do choir and stuff? How do you know harmonies and stuff?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And I read music, yeah.
Okay. In your bio, Richard and Sarah, I read that you guys live by the sea. You grew up near the sea. You don't live there now?
I'm in London now, actually.
Oh, okay.
In England. Yes, I'm a traitor.
Wow.
I've left.
Is that still okay with you guys?
That's okay because the band.
Do you still live there?
I live in Cardiff, so not the area that I grew up, the capital of Wales.
Okay. So how do you guys get together? I mean, I guess it's how far is it from where?
It's only 2 hours on the train.
Oh, okay.
I spent a lot of time in Cardiff, to be honest. I feel like I never left because I lived in Wales until I was about 22, 23, maybe. We spent a lot of time in Cardiff. We made our album in Cardiff. We picked a producer through a friend, and it just so happened that he lived the street behind Rich.
Oh, wow.
Which is very convenient for him. Nice. Not so much for me, but it was it was the right choice musically. And then, we kind of just sent each other demos and stuff via the old wide web.
Yeah. Have you guys had tacos here yet?
Yes, twice already.
Okay, good.
I haven't had any yet.
Haven't?
No. I only
do you guys have tacos there?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there's
a version of
you get them, but not as many places, and not the quality's generally not quite as good.
What's the? Because I know in London you can get really bitchin' Indian food.
Oh yeah,
I had some great Indian food there.
Birmingham's actually better for.
Oh really?
Not Birmingham. There's a place near Yorkshire.
Bradford.
Bradford's the. Home of the ultimate
curry. Oh, nice. The ultimate curry. What's going on in Wales? Is there some good...
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not a huge fan of English food, be honest with you.
British food,
yeah. I'm sorry.
You can get... there's a lot of different nationality restaurants in any city in the UK now, so...
Yeah.
Cardiff's got this really great new burger bar called the Grazing Shed that has all of the food is sourced locally and
That's cool.
Yeah, so they're really like supporting the local.
There's also a kind of Texan barbecue place just started up in Cardiff, and they bring the barbecue to different venues and travel around the city and do different, you know, a couple of months here and then move on to the next bar somewhere and do a couple of months.
We went
there
to Stubbs yesterday.
Yeah.
Legendary. It was amazing.
Yeah. Did you enjoy their barbecue? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you did?
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah. You know, while you're here, if you want to do some barbecue, next to the convention center, it's a funky shack-looking place called Ironworks. That's one of my favorites.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, outside, we'll go there. Like street food or...
No, you go in and sit down. You just order. Ironworks. You walk in, you order, then you get the plate and go sit down.
Great tip.
Sounds good.
Great tip. Ironworks Barbecue. What else am I missing? So you guys have Joy's coming out April 8th. You're going to be touring UK. Do you have any plans yet to come back here? You're just going to try and meet an agent. Hopefully you...
Yeah. I mean, ideally it would be later in the year or next year, just so we have time to plan it.
Right.
But nothing planned so far, but... It's just making it work financially, as usual.
Yeah, that's a tough thing. And, you know, I can't tell you, like, I've done, since I started this show a few years ago, and I've done, like, 360-something episodes, there's so many bands that either tour as two people or just find a way to make two people work. And it's literally all financially because it's so difficult to tour and stuff like that. I think it gives you a chance to be more creative.
Yeah, people seem to like... I mean, our sort of music is quite quiet at times as well as the fuller band sound, more produced tracks. And actually, a lot of people prefer our acoustic shows as a duo anyway, so I don't feel like they're getting shortchanged when we tour Germany, you know, like just the two of us.
Yeah.
It's just a different thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's not all for the money. We'd obviously come out if we could anyway, but you have to eat.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you've got kids. You don't have kids?
No.
Now, what do you have a boyfriend or dog or cat?
I have a boyfriend.
Oh,
no pets.
Does he play?
No, he's a graphic designer. He did our album artwork.
Oh. He did a really good job.
He did.
I liked this a lot.
Charged too much, though.
Bastard.
So much. We found a leaf in the street and we spray painted it because he's a graffiti artist as well.
Wow. And you paid him that much for just spray painting a leaf? No.
We didn't really pay him at all.
I'm sorry that I used English instead of British. I can see how that would be a problem.
It's
but you
funny.
Understand I'm just like stuck in
oh my God,
Texas.
It's not just you. Yeah. Everyone in the UK does it as well. If I'm
oh,
myself
really?
Doing it. Everyone seems to think that you go to England on a plane and then, yeah, it's really annoying. And everyone thinks that everything's English. Even if you're in Wales, they think, you know, English.
I'm
going to
change my verbiage then.
Because, yeah, I want British people to do it too. I mean, English people just go, oh, England, I'm from England, I love England. And then they are, and I get it, but no one ever says British, so no one really thinks about the fact. And I think that's why Scotland probably wanted to leave recently and be their own country.
Oh, yeah, that's right, they were going to leave.
Yeah.
You know, I used to be under a management company that was owned by Jim Kerr, I got to hang out with him a few times. He's a really nice guy.
Mm.
A cool guy. But he lives in Ireland because less taxes there.
Classy.
Sorry, is that bad to say?
Sorry, Jim.
Oh, God. I think
him
a lot of people that do that.
Yeah, people do that because it's like 1%, right? That's what the thing is.
I don't really know.
Do you guys go to Ireland?
A lot of people move to Switzerland or Monaco or other European...
Toured Ireland for the first time last year. Which was great. We just did 3 shows and we sold out one in Dublin, which is amazing.
That's awesome.
Quite surprising. So yeah, we want to go back there too.
Does the BBC radio go there too? Or
they do?
We played Belfast and they get, which is part of the UK. And another reason that saying British and UK is important because it's across the water, but it's still part of the country. So Belfast in Northern Ireland is part of the UK, and they have all the same radio stations.
But
even in
the Republic, they do get the BBC channels on the radio and TV, but they have their own that kind of run parallel to it as well. So.
How is the radio? I mean, is it? You guys have been played on BBC?
Yeah, 126 Music that I was talking about.
Right. Is that? It just seems like with so much music coming out of there, there's only a finite amount of space on their playlist.
Yeah.
It must take a lot to get to that point to get played. I mean,
is it a huge deal? Yeah, to get
playlist
on a Radio 1, you'll be like a next level up of as far as exposure is concerned.
Okay.
And then lots and lots more people will have heard of you as a band. And we've had some spot plays on there, and we've been playlisted on Radio 2 in the past, but it has a different audience. And But yeah, you just, exposure is basically what kind of gets you to the next level. So,
what did you guys grow up listening to? Like, what was your...
Radio-wise or
music-wise?
Oh, I was obsessed with Radiohead.
Yeah.
For years. And Tori Amos.
Yeah. You play him piano. That's a good... That would be a good piano person to look up to.
Definitely.
Jeff Buckley was really good.
What about you?
My parents had a lot of the 70s singer-songwriters in their collections.
Yeah.
Cat Stevens was the one that first really appealed to me. I just loved his songs.
Yeah.
But the James Taylor and Joni and Bob Dylan and all that stuff. So
you said Joni?
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said Journey at first. I was
not Journey. I have friends who are into Journey, but not... I don't have any of their records, but those were the first things that I picked out of my parents' record collections and got excited by.
What was the first record you ever bought with your own money? Do you remember?
ABBA. So it was one of the ABBA albums.
Yeah,
I believe people lie every time this question. People lie.
What was the first album you ever bought with your own money, Sarah?
This is why I think people lie, because everybody always says things like, "Oh, the Rolling Stones," or. I think I may have bought Jason Donovan.
Who's that?
Exactly.
You were
Kylie.
Underground.
Kylie
Minogue.
Oh
yeah.
Her first album. Yeah.
I like that Kylie Minogue. I've always have. What about you, Ellen? What was the first album you bought with your own money? Where you were like, I heard a song on the radio. You're like, I gotta go get this.
I think, actually, I got one of those mixes, kind of.
Now that's what I call
top
music.
Hits, yeah. Kind of, yeah.
Do you remember 90s. One of the songs that was on it that was, like, your song?
No, I don't even know. Yeah, let's whatever say that one, why not? Yeah.
Was it?
Probably. If you want to be my lover. It was around that age, you know? You gotta get so, with my friends. I don't know if it was. I think it might have been just a little bit before that, actually. But right. Yeah.
I'm a lot older than you guys.
So much older.
No, I am. I am. I... First
what
record
was your I, first album? Yeah, what was your first record?
The first record I bought was a single with my own money, and it was Kung Fu Fighting by Carl Douglas in like 1974 or 75, whenever song. That's... I mean, I'm old. I was born in the 60s. So yeah, that's...
Rock and roll has kept you looking young, though, which is a good...
Isn't that weird? Because they always said, like, oh, and drinking and smoking, it's going to make you look old. And I'm just like...
It's all about the attitude. Okay. Yeah.
I pretend I don't. Drink and smoke until I'm drinking and smoking, and then I leave it all behind. Like right now, I'm not a smoker drinker. Really, Russ, I do. I have learned, like, I can't do this like I used to. Like, I didn't go out last night. My friend Nicole came in. She's managed a couple bands that were playing. She's like, "Oh, come on, I go see them." I was like, "Yeah, I can't. I'm not gonna. It's Monday. Like, I'll be dead by Thursday or something." So I do take it a little bit easier. This is kind of a bummer because I'm not as fun as I used to be. You know what I mean? Do you guys ever have that?
Yeah.
Maybe before you had with kids, you children, remember like the Richard that like people would have to like pick up off the floor, and then you'd be like, "No, let's go, man. I'm not leaving, dude. Let's do it." Except you didn't have a Southern accent.
No, that only happens once or twice a year now, whereas it used to happen every, you know, once
three
a week.
Times a year.
Yeah. Is there anything that I'm missing you guys want to like clear up or talk about? I hope you guys have had a good time. It's awkward interviewing two different people, but I think it was fun. Good. I liked talking to you guys and getting to know you.
Does, I think we've covered quite a lot, to be honest.
Let me ask you a question. When you're in America, does a girl with a British accent work on dudes as well as a dude with a British accent works on American girls? Yes?
Oh, definitely.
I experienced it. Something wrong. I'm missing something.
Do you guys know?
Stop talking a bit louder, and then they'll be. Able
yeah, to, yeah. Skinny Lister. Do you know that band?
Yeah, we just played with them on a couple of nights ago. On Saturday, on Sunday night.
Oh yeah, I interviewed them on Sunday afternoon at another thing they were at.
Cool.
They're a great band.
Yeah, a lot of them from Yorkshire.
Yeah.
Live in London. Yeah.
I met Mule and Tom and Lorna. Mm-hmm. Obviously, don't smoke enough weed to make my memory go away.
That's good.
We chatted to them, but we didn't get to... I knew Lorna's obviously the girl because she's the only girl in the band. Mm-hmm. We didn't really get onto name terms, but yeah, we chatted to them while we were packing our guitars away.
Yeah, they're a really good band. They got a lot of energy and exciting, and that's cool that... do you know them?
No.
Okay, they're not Welsh. Do you guys, any of you know Tom Jones? I met him once.
No.
No, we're playing a festival with him. This
really?
This summer, yeah, Cornbury Festival in Oxfordshire. So he's headlining, so we're planning on, you know, meeting him.
Is he...
pretty much going to happen.
Like, okay, in America, we got, like, Frank Sinatra is, like, our guy.
Yeah, he's
and,
the
like,
same.
An Elvis. He seems like a British guy that's both of those guys together, like, for the Welsh people.
Yeah. And even for the whole of Britain, possibly. There's not really an English version of Tom, is there?
He's a very unique cat. I really was... I can't tell you how fortunate I was to go to a club. I finished a gig early in a town like 40 minutes outside of here. We were playing a club downtown in Austin the next night. So we came in early the night before to drop off our gear so we wouldn't have to drop it off the next day. And I had to pee. And there was like 7 people in the club. And when I got to the very back, leaning against the back bar, I ran by him and was like, "Wow, just like Tom Jones." And I just kind of started walking back real slow. And like he saw the whole thing and started laughing. Because I did this. Like I was like, "Phew." And then I was like. and then I just went up to him and said, "My dad doesn't play music because of you." And then he said, "Why?" And I said, because you were a lot better than him. And he said... Yeah, and then I said, "Nice to meet you," and that was it. Yeah, but it was interesting. He was fucking tan. He was really tan.
Yeah.
He was like George Hamilton tan. You know who George Hamilton is?
Gosh, yeah.
American actor guy.
Yeah.
So, Wales music Wales. Sorry, music Wales. Ellen.
Yeah.
You have anything you want to contribute before we wrap this fine afternoon up? Is this, let me ask you guys this. Did you imagine this in a guy's house in Texas? Like the cowboy guy?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
My grandpa passed away. He was super macho and super into any dude with a gun. And so I took that from his house. And even though it's totally out of character for me to have it, I liked my grandpa a lot. So I paid tribute by having one.
I grew up watching cowboy films with my grandma on Saturday afternoons. We used to sit down and watch John Wayne movies together when I was 8.
What did you, because there's no like landscape like that there. Like in, especially in Wales, is really lush, right?
It's quite hilly and luscious and green.
So you watch these like, you know, epic westerns in the desert. What did you think of that?
I thought it was incredible. I used to sit on the side of the sofa leg pretending I was on a horse.
Yeah. 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 Everyone at some point wanted to be a cowboy and a cop and stuff. Is there anything I'm missing, Sarah and Richard? Nothing?
Don't think so. Just that everyone should go and have a listen to some of the tracks from Joy that are out right now.
Definitely. And they can do that by going to Paper Aeroplanes Music. And Aeroplanes is spelled A-R-E-O.
A-E-R.
Sorry. Oh, I knew I did it wrong.
Do you have the chocolate bar Aero in this country?
What?
Do you have an Aero as a chocolate bar?
No.
Oh, damn it. That's not going to help.
So how would you spell aeronautical?
Aeronautical.
I never do. I never have to.
Time you start.
I live in a world that the word aeronautical really has nothing. It doesn't apply to me and my plants.
Aerosol. Do you know what an aerosol is?
Oh yeah, that is
AE.
Sorry.
There you go.
No, I mean Richard, not you.
Oh. Well, I feel a little like the ugly American in this conversation.
That's only because there's three of us and one of you.
Right. Well, there's four of you guys. I've got one guy behind me.
If
you were Italians, I'd be really nervous.
Right?
I'm going to go to this party tonight. Can you get me in?
Sure.
Okay. So that was the most reluctant show I've ever seen. Well, thank you. I've appreciated having you guys on. Okay, so, sorry. Let's go to paperaeroplanesmusic.com. That's Aeroplanes.
Yeah, we'll Google that.
Google that. And as far as yours, do you guys use the British Embassy, BritishMusicEmbassy.com? That was in the thing?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So to find out more about Music Wales and everything that you guys are doing, that the lovely Ellen Roberts is up to these days, go to thebritishmusicembassy.com. All right? Not the English music. The British Music Embassy. Thank you guys so much for being on. Sarah and Richard from the band Paper Aeroplanes, all the way from Wales. You can find out more about them at paperaeroplanesmusic.com. Their new album, Joy, comes out April 8th on 2015. I would like to thank Ellen Roberts from Music Wales for coming and also having them come to America. What a great program they've got going on. These are exciting things that happen out there in the world with governments helping musicians create a business for themselves all around the world. Great thing going on over there. So check out Paper Aeroplanes, their new album, Joy, April 8th, 2015, and of course, Music Wales. While you're out there on the internet checking out all these things, be sure that you go to the How Did I Get Here Facebook page and like it. You will see photos of things, and you will get updates from bands that have been on the show. You will know who's coming up on the show that week. We have shows every Tuesday and every Friday that come out. And if you're new to this thing, you can subscribe on iTunes, or you can favorite us on Stitcher. So yeah, get out there, get involved. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm at Johnny Gowdy, okay? Let's hear some more music from Paper Aeroplanes. Thank you, Richard and Sarah, and also Ellen Roberts from Music Wales. Let's hear some more music from Paper Aeroplanes. Let's get down.
Maybe I gave up easily. Maybe I stayed too long. Hard to know when your head is right and your heart is wrong. Maybe your right is broken up, but I believe in repair. Piece it back together, or leave it there at another time, in another life. Let it all go, let it all go.
listen to.